It's not imitation.
No, it's not the body. That's right. It's from the ground to you. In other words, that's just the processing. It's genuine. Pure cane syrup.
Yeah. You say that was genuine.
That was genuine syrup. That's right. Right out the.
But they now some of the would they have names for like when you poured? Would you ever use syrup in your coffee or something like that?
The thing we use in the coffee that I can remember back was you had a lot of condensed milk, you know, because it was already sweetened. You had a combination of cream and sugar in it. Well, that was used during the war. That was have a can of condensed milk or something. That's what you have with your coffee.
Okay, now what did you have the two things on the table of seasoned food with mostly?
Salt, pepper. But a lot of seasoning. Okay. People believe in seasoning. You raise your own peppers, you know, in the field. You always had 4 or 5 pepper bushes out there. Those little, they call them red hots, little cayenne peppers, all kinds of different. But everybody had that jar of peppers. Put that in a jar and chop it up real fine, you know. And like when you had a boucherie, when you kill a hog, man, that pepper had to be set aside for, the first crop of peppers was set aside for it, especially for that. Garlic, pepper, and all this color. Without those ingredients, a boucherie was nothing. There's no flavor to me unless your lips swell about another half inch by the time you finish eating some of that hog head cheese or something like that. That's how hot it is.
When, say your brother came in with would they ever come in with a bunch of peaches or apples or something like that? Would that he found somewhere?
Well, usually the neighbors give them to you. You'd get them fish, and when the neighbors would break their crop of peaches or figs, they distributed amongst the neighborhood. You know, they always give everything. One of them might have no trees, and whoever didn't have any fig trees, for instance, fig grows real good in the ground. You got figs all over the house. Well, they'll give you a bucket of figs. They call it and give you a bucket of figs for you to put up. Everybody helped everybody else. Because you had to. Some people had things that you didn't have, and you had things that they didn't have, and by swapping, you both got what you needed.
Your brother would come in with a bunch of apples, you'd say.
The first thing Daddy would ask me, where you got that? And then he'd tell him, by Uncle Tuna, by Joe, or something. They gave me that. They wouldn't dare go take it.
Yeah.
All the kids used to pass in the yard once in a while, you know, get under the tree and get a few persimmons or a few apples, you know, they had a pear or something like that. But you're the U.S. They would give it to you, but they see you taking one without asking. Well, you was in for it.
If you wanted one, you'd ask your brother.
Yeah, there's one thing about that. They share. Everybody shared what they had. If you and your brother was there, you and your sister, you had a pair, you split it in half. Everybody shared what they had. It was just the way they were raised. We were raised that way. You didn't go hide something and keep it, eat half of it now and keep half for later. You have to share with your brother and sister.
You said, give me half?
Yeah, give me a piece of it.
Okay. Now, did y'all have a place where you would grow a lot of, say, peaches in a big field or something like that?
No, there was fruit trees and what have you, planted in the yard, you know.
You would have a
special spot for it. You'd plant a little tree in the backyard or along the fence, something like that. And then you had any fig trees. They wasn't especially planted in together, it was spread out throughout the yard.
Yeah. A place where you'd find, say, a lot of oranges somewhere would be a orange.
Well, they didn't have orange groves down here.
No.
You had an orange tree, and people would plant down orange trees, and then you had your orange tree.
Okay, or peach.
Peach, same way, and we never did grow apples down here.
Yeah.
But peaches. Figs, blackberry grows wild all over the island. You just go pick them in the springtime. You just go pick them up, put them away. And you got a lot of mulberry trees right here. This is all mulberry trees in the backyard, right?
Well, if a man had a lot of peach trees, you'd say he had a peach.
He got a bunch of trees. That's how they would.